Want to learn how to be an entrepreneur?
You are dedicated and devoted to a life of developing new ideas and innovations, willing to take calculated career risks, achieving independent wealth and success. Then you are ready to experience the entrepreneur effect. We'll highlight opportunities for entrepreneurs in digital marketing through interesting, practical, and thought-provoking interviews and monologues. Increase your income and be your own boss by listening to The Entrepreneur Effect. Please welcome your host, a 25-year veteran in sales, management, and business development, Dush Ramachandran.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Entrepreneur Effect. I'm Dush Ramachandran, and our guest today is Alex Daly, who is the founder of Van Alexandra, which is a creative services agency that helps people get their projects financed through crowdfunding. And she's also written this new book called The Crowd Sorceress: Get Smart, Get Funded, and Kickstart Your Next Big Idea. Welcome, Alex.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for taking the time to spend with us. This is great.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So, crowdfunding has always, in recent times, it's attracted a lot of attention, and you certainly have a tremendous track record in terms of raising money. You've worked with Neil Young and with TLC and so on. So that's all great stuff, and we'll get to that in 1 second. Let's talk for a minute about how did you get started in crowdfunding?
So I used to work in documentary film. I was a production manager. And back then I was doing the sort of standard way of fundraising, which was grant writing. And I was writing grants probably on a daily basis for these documentary films, because when you're in documentary, you're actually raising money for the film more than actually shooting and making the film. So you're always trying to chase the money. And one day, a producer that was in the same office as I was came to me and said, you know, I could use your help raising money for a film I'm working on. I said, which grant do you want to use? And he said, I want to try Kickstarter. And I said, what's Kickstarter? And so we had, Kickstarter was only 3 years old at the time. So it was still very young. And I was open for the challenge. I just said, yes, let's do it. And we put a campaign together. And it was very successful. It was for $50,000 to finish the film. We ended up raising $80,000. And so I did it again for the company I was working for, another Kickstarter. That was successful. And then one day this woman called me and she says, I heard you're the person that knows how to raise money for documentary films through Kickstarter. And I said, sure, I guess that I am. So I helped her do it. And then I just started, there was this sort of side gig that I was doing when I was working in film where I was also launching Kickstarter campaigns. And it wasn't actually till a year later when I worked with Neil Young in that campaign, which was a huge, just massive success, that I realized, okay, I can turn this thing into a company.
Fantastic. And then, was that when you started Van Alexandra?
Yes. When I was around the time I did that third film that I just told you about, I was at my office. I was getting this nickname, nicknames like I was the Kickstarter queen, I was the Kickstarter wizard, I was the crowdfunding wizard. And that sort of morphed into I was the crowd sorceress. So I had this amazing name attached to the work that I was doing. And I just got more and more jobs. And then I ended up starting the company Van Alexandra in 2014.
Fantastic. So for those of our listeners who, have always thought about, crowdfunding and Kickstarter and so on, but haven't really dipped their toes in the water, could you explain a little bit about the process? So you mentioned that in this particular case where you were trying to fund this documentary, You were looking for $50,000, but ended up raising $80,000. Now, yeah. In that situation, what happens? Do you, the extra $30,000, what do you do with it? Do you give you it do, back to you, the original people or?
No. I'll do a quick sort of crowdfunding 101, and I'll do it through the platform that we use regularly, which is Kickstarter. Sure. So Kickstarter is a rewards-based crowdfunding platform, and it's all or nothing. So you basically have a certain amount of time, between 30 and 60 days, to raise a goal to make a project happen. And if you don't get to that goal within the time that you set for the campaign, you don't see any of the money. If you overfund, then you can just put more money into making more products. For example, say you want to make a book. That means with more money, you can actually make more books. For the example of a film, you need $50,000 to finish the film. Well, then you can use that an additional 30 that we got for that first film, for example, to do marketing around festivals, to do color correction. It's just a way to better enhance the product that you're launching through the platform.
Excellent. Okay. So we've seen a number of, small Kickstarter projects that end up getting overfunded dramatically. But what's also very interesting is that what a lot of people probably don't know is that, and I learned from your book, that 60% of Kickstarter projects end up failing or not raising the money that they need. What do you think is the reason for that?
I think that crowdfunding campaigns are really hard. I think a majority of the ones that are successful are only trying to raise $10,000 or less, which isn't an insignificant amount of money, but it's very different from the other projects that you're seeing that are raising, six figures or more. I think that it's just in general, having a time limit to raising money for a project to happen, it takes a lot of work and it ends up being a full-time job. And I think that's people don't understand that. They think that, they see the success of these campaigns that raise $1 million. So they think, oh, my project is really great. I'm just going to throw up this idea and expect the money to come. No, you actually have to prepare for months in advance. You have to really just be doing the campaign for the full month while you're running it. And it has to look great, have a following behind it. You need a strong mailing list. You need lots of press. So it's sort of like launching a business. And so you have to consider the amount of time and resources that goes into that. And I don't think that people consider that. So it's a resources issue. I think that it's also just not knowing how much legwork is put into it. And I think that's why a majority of the campaigns fail.
So are there particular types of products or projects that fit a crowdfunding model perfectly? And are there ones that don't fit? Or can you fund pretty much anything? Crowdfund anything?
I honestly think that you can crowdfund anything. It just needs to have a crowd of people behind it that, you can access. I've even seen the craziest, quirkiest ideas out there get funded because the creator has put in the legwork to build a following ahead of time. There are always people out there that believe in, as niche as it is, they believe in something. So it's actually just, doing the work ahead of time to find those people. You need to find the crowd in order to fund it. So it's just that, like I said, it's that preparation to find those people that would be interested in this thing.
So, there are Kickstarter projects for small things like it might be a novel idea, it might be a new thing, it might be like a camera or a little gadget of some kind, or it's a Kickstarter project for, like you said, for a movie or for, as Neil Young did, for an audio player and so on. Is there a limit to the amount of money that you can raise through a crowdfunded program?
There is no limit. No, they don't say there's a cap. There's a limit to the donation size, like on Kickstarter especially, there can only be as high as a donation as $10,000. But there's no limit to the amount of money that you can raise.
Okay.
I think the highest that it's been has been $25 million for the Pebble Watch. But other than that, I think that that's the highest crowdfunded Kickstarter project that's been out there.
Wow. Awesome. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Alex Daly. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more of the Entrepreneur Effect when we return.
Catholic Charities is committed to providing life's basic needs.
We thank you for bringing us all here today, letting these people understand how Catholic Charities runs and how important these people are. And we ask you to guide them, to protect them, and keep them here forever because this community needs them.
Visit www.catholiccharitiesusa.org to learn more.
Hello, I'm Hector Elizondo, and I want to talk to you about getting older. My body hurts, my joints ache, and sometimes I forget. I forget that doing all your own scenes for a movie isn't always the best decision, especially when you're galloping high speed on a horse named Archibello. So yes, my body hurts, but it's not because of my age. It's because I'm living my life.
Don't let life pass you by. Take care of your brain health. It may just help you stay on top of your game.
Ho-ho, Archibello!
Learn more at brainhealth.gov.
There are over 70 million active podcast listeners in the U.S.
WebmasterRadio.fm reaches them all
with the largest global distribution of any online business-to-business podcast network. Through iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, we can target and place your message in front of those active listeners immediately. Now, your message can be delivered with less commitment and investment on over 20 hours of weekly original content
hosted by the most respected names in digital marketing.
Email sales@webmasterradio.fm today and get your message delivered now.
You are experiencing the Entrepreneur Effect. Here's Dush Ramachandran.
Welcome back. This is Dush Ramachandran with Entrepreneur Effect. Our guest today is Alex Daly, who is the author of the new book, The Crowd Sorceress, Get Smart, Get Funded, and Kickstart Your Next Big Idea. And she's also the founder of Van Alexandra, which is a creative services agency that gets projects funded through crowdfunding like Kickstarter and so on. So, Alex, this is super interesting. So there's no cap on the size of the project, but what's the general average size that you think most of these crowdfunded projects end up at?
So I think that the majority is $10,000 is the raise. Between zero and 10,000 is probably the most popular raise on the platform.
Okay. So what sort of incentives would you offer people to participate? Is it just participation for the sake of investing in the project, or is it they get an early version of the product, whatever it might be? Is there a discount for investors? Help us understand a little bit of that.
Well, and yeah, actually the terminology is donors, because this is, but the crazy thing about this rewards-based crowdfunding is that people are actually donating for the project to come to life. So this money that creators are getting from these donors are not investments. So you don't have to pay any of this money back. It's sort of just a donation for this project to become a reality. And so we have found that the campaigns that are very successful is if they're surrounded around like a product. So it becomes essentially like a pre-order store. So you're putting, say you want to make an audio player like we did with Neil Young. He needed a certain amount of money to make the first run of these audio players. And if you backed it at a certain amount, you could actually get that in return. And so I think that crowd funding has really evolved. Before, it was more for sort of art, small art projects and you know, film projects that were, you know, outside of the mainstream, and they couldn't get investors, so they turned to crowdfunding. But now big companies like Fortune 500 companies, you know, well-invested startups, celebrities are using the platform because they're seeing that it's a really great way to introduce their product to the world and get pre-orders out of it. If you're offering a product through the platform, then there should be some sort of incentive for donors to get it early. So like you said, you know, doing a Kickstarter discount, for example, an early bird, doing a limited edition that would only be available through the Kickstarter, and doing it at a limited amount. Those sort of incentives, thinking of it almost like it's a flash sale, is the best way to approach it. Sure. And that's why we really like working with products, because you raise money for the thing and that's what you get in return. And I think that people very quickly can connect to that.
Right. And so in situations where people are donors, where, for example, if they are thought of as donors, then what's the attraction for them to donate? Is it just the feeling of having donated to bring some quality product or other, you know, movie or book or whatever to life, or is there a reward beyond that?
Oh, well, it's the reward of the thing itself. So that's why it's really great to have a product, because if you're raising money for a book or for some headphones, an audio player, you know, an iPhone case or something, you actually are raising money to make that happen and you get that thing in return. So yeah, you're excited to be an early adopter, to be one of the first people to make this thing come to life, but you're also getting that thing before anybody else. So I actually think the bigger incentive nowadays is getting your hands first on this thing before anybody else does.
Got it. Right. And so when putting now the reason I'm kind of taking you down this path is a lot of our listeners are business owners who are looking to fund either expansion of their business or launch of a new product, to help fund some other, you know, new activity that they may not have been able to embark on before. So if you could, very quickly, what would be the sort of two or three things that the crowdfunding novice would want to pay attention to before they get on Kickstarter or Indiegogo or any one of the platforms and put together a crowdfunding program?
I think that the really important thing is the product itself, and making sure that it's something that people can get in return for their donations. So in any way, productizing the idea that you have and making it super clear and project-based. Also having that crowd that I was talking about, you know, and I think that the most tangible way of thinking about this is a mailing list. And so if you are seeing all these communities online are interested in the thing that you're trying to raise money for, tapping into them and getting them to sign up for your mailing list, so that when you launch, you have all these people coming out of the floodgate, backing the project immediately and getting it momentum very quickly. And so that's really important. It's the, you know, productizing it and making it really clear that people get really cool rewards in return for their donations, making sure that there's a very, you know, clear, crowd and community behind this before you even launch it through something like a mailing list. And I think that if I had one other thing that I could share, it would be just the presentation of your campaign. Like just I said, it's like launching your business. So you want it to look great. You want to actually, if you have the video, you have a copy on the page, you have visuals on the page, you want them to look as professional, as possible. So, don't just shoot a video by looking at your computer and asking for money. Actually hire a filmmaker and have them make this really compelling video. Put together a great story on the page, get a photographer to take photos for you, really taking it up a notch and another level to really impress people that are going to be seeing this for the first time.
Great. And so then when looking at crowdfunding, there are all these different platforms. Certainly the two that are well known are Kickstarter and Indiegogo. You may be aware of more. Are there specific sort of niches that would cause you to pick one platform for a type of project versus a different platform for another? Or are they all pretty much the same?
Kickstarter and Indiegogo are very similar, but Kickstarter is all or nothing, while Indiegogo offers flexible funding. So you need to raise that $50,000 for a film and you only get $30,000 by the last day, you get to walk away with the $30,000. Or you can choose to do all or nothing. So that's like the big differentiator with Indiegogo and Kickstarter. Additionally, Kickstarter is just for creative projects. It's not crowdfunding for charities. While on Indiegogo, you can crowdfund charitable projects. So that would say that those are probably the biggest differentiators. There is a huge platform called GoFundMe, which is for right. personal charitable projects as well. Like I am really sick. I need help raising money for my medical costs, that sort of thing. So that is really booming right now because people are really feeling like they can take control of their own health or personal issues through this platform. And there are smaller ones that crowdfunding projects for women startups there's a bunch of different ones that have been popping up across the board. They're also popping up internationally, but we really focus, we work mostly with very creative, designers, writers. And so Kickstarter as a place for creative projects is a really good fit just for the kinds of projects that we work on.
Great. That's really valuable information for our listeners. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Alex Daly. Don't go away.
Stay tuned for more of the Entrepreneur Effect when we return.
Hello, I'm Hector Elizondo, and I want to talk to you about getting older. My body hurts, my joints ache, and sometimes I forget.
I forget that doing all your own scenes for a movie isn't always the best decision, especially when you're galloping high speed on a horse named Archibello. So yes, my body hurts, but it's not because of my age. It's because I'm living my life.
Don't let life pass you by. Take care of your brain health. It may just help you stay on top of your game.
Ho-ho, Archibello!
Learn more at brainhealth.gov.
Webmasterradio.fm is the destination for education, entertainment, and engagement. Engage with our panel of on-air experts and peers by following us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn. You can listen to WebmasterRadio.fm on air or on demand from our website or through iTunes, Stitcher, or however you get your podcasts. Interact and stay informed. Just search for WebmasterRadio.fm.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
You are experiencing the Entrepreneur Effect. Here's Dush Ramachandran.
Welcome back. This is the Entrepreneur Effect with Dush Ramachandran. And our guest today is Alex Daly, who is the author of the new book, The Crowd Sorceress, Get Smart, Get Funded, and Kickstart Your Next Big Idea. And Alex is also the founder of Van Alexandra, which is a creative services agency that gets projects financed through crowdfunding on these various platforms. So, Alex, before the break, we talked about, what are some of the metrics around crowdfunding? What should people looking to crowdfund a new project or a new product, what should they be looking for? What are the different platforms, et cetera? But having looked at your book and having reviewed it and read it, I would say this is probably the definitive guide for anyone that's looking to figure out whether crowdfunding is right for them. And if that does turn out to be right, then how do they go about crowdfunding their project? So it's a really well-written, easy read. So where can people pick up this book? Has it been launched, and is it available wherever books are sold?
It is available in most bookstores, Barnes & Noble, for example, or local bookshops. You can also get it on Amazon or on my website, thecrowdsorceress.com. So there are many ways to get the book.
Excellent. Thecrowdsorceress.com. And then for people that might be interested in working with your agency, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
So if you go to www.vanalexandra.com, there is a way to get in touch directly. We screen every project that comes in that way. There's just a Google form that you fill out. And we, actually do our best to actually respond to every single person that comes in. So doing it that way is really the fastest way to submit a project to us.
Excellent. And so that is vanalexandra.com. That is V-A-N-N. Alexandra, A-L-E-X-A-N-D-R-A, vanalexandra.com. And there's a web form to fill out, and then people can get in touch with you. Because I imagine, this is really well done, because you've got the book for people that feel like, they'd like to understand it a little bit more and perhaps try their hand at doing it themselves. And if they've got, the inclination to do that, but a lot of people don't have the time to go through that. And so in that case, the best thing would be to contact you through your website. So before we wrap up, we just have a couple of minutes. What are you most excited about? There are some amazing things that are happening with respect to crowdfunding. There's the projects that are being crowdfunded. The variety keeps increasing, and there's some amazing things happening. What are you most excited about over the next little while?
I think that, crowdfunding is so fascinating to me. When I first started doing it, I was doing these grants, and it would take 6 months to maybe get $5,000. And then we appealed to the general public, and in 30 days, we got $80,000. And I just realized that there's so much power in that, turning to the people. And, it's sort of the people want this thing. And so it happens. You don't need investors or traditional institutions to make your project happen. So I think that is so compelling. And it's just the way to keep going forward. What I find really interesting nowadays is that banks and financial institutions are really intrigued by crowdfunding, and they're starting to see how they can sort of incorporate that into their space. There's a thing that's still being approved by the SEC that's equity crowdfunding. So while what we were talking about was rewards-based crowdfunding, people donate in order to get a reward, and they donate to make a project happen, what they're trying to do right now is that they open up investments to the crowd. So say you want to make a movie, somebody invests $500 through a platform, they own 0.00001 of a film. And I think that's very compelling, because right now equity is just restricted to accredited investors. Right. And so making that open to all people, no matter what your status is I think super powerful as well. So I think it's going into bigger money. I think it's going to get spread even faster. And so I'm excited to see what lies ahead.
That sounds really fascinating, and I think it's going to be a really exciting time, and you're poised to take advantage of that and help a lot of people get their projects funded. So we're excited to have had the opportunity to have you on. So thank you so much. It's been a pleasure, and we'll look forward to having you again on the show once in a little while when you've done a few more projects, and you can tell us about all the exciting new projects that you've funded.
Great. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for having me. This was great, and it was fun.
Thank you.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.